So one day for Jose to watch.
Yeah, I think, you know, just hit a reset button and, you know, let him watch and, you know, cheer guys on. I think, you know, sometimes it's better just to sit there and watch the game. And, you know, for him, he just needs a little refresh.
Are you shocked to see him struggle like this?
Well, I think anytime a guy like him doesn't hit up to his potential, doesn't drive the ball and do things like that, you're always... You're always amazed by that. And when Frank did it, you're amazed. When you see Albert Pujols do that, you're amazed. Piazza, all those guys. You're always amazed when it happens. But it happens to every baseball player. And you just have to be able to, you know, sit back and relax somewhat and get back after it.
Robin, he's a quiet guy. Do you see his confidence waning a little bit?
Well, I think it's fair to say any guy would have that. But we know what type of guy he is, and he will grind this out. He definitely will. So, you know, we have all the faith that it's going to be back, and he'll be fine. But it is a rut, and you got to get out of it.
What are you hoping to see out of Rodon?
You know, some consistency. I think, you know, the last one was a bit better. You know, everything's going to probably be blown out of proportion with him if we don't score. You know, that would be the biggest thing for him, is for us to get some runs for him.
What's the thought process on Eric Monday? Just the guy who made the most sense.
He makes the most sense.
Just that.
Yeah, he's on spot. He's done it before. You know, comfortable knowing what he can come in here and do.
Getting in there over the next few days.
Yeah, he will. You know, I think today is just, you know, numbers got him. He hasn't had real good numbers against this guy, so you just, you know, you try and mix it up somewhat.
Is that what's? I mean, people say, well, what do managers do? What you're doing with Abreu today, obviously, is what managers do. What you're doing with Avi, making sure that he's doing well, but he continues to do well. These are some of the things, correct?
Those are some of the things. You know, it's not always, you know, when you write it out, you're not always comfortable when you look at it, because you look at it and you would like to have Abreu in there. But it's better for him, it's better for us if today he's not in there. And he's in there tomorrow.
Is it hard to figure out why this team clicked all collectively at the beginning and now they're collectively struggling?
I don't know if it's collectively that we were never really clicking totally offensively. I think we got hits when we needed them, but I don't think anybody was, you know, there wasn't anybody hitting 450. You know, so on that part, we still haven't got to that point where we felt that it was clicking offensively, and it'll get there. You know, for us, I think our pitching's, you know, been the impressive thing. Our defense has been better, and that'll keep you in games when you're not clicking offensively and you gotta wait for it to happen.
Saladino was playing well. Did you want to get Sanchez in there today?
Yeah, I think just the, you know, matchup with the, we get a little right-handed heavy if you don't have Sanchez in there, and then Jimmy can DH, which, you know, covers you on both sides.
Rob, from your perspective with Jose, is it him that's having the struggles, or is it the adjustments that are pitchers are making to him, or can you?
No, it'll be him. It's going to come down to pitch selection, recognition, all that kind of stuff. But when you're a guy like him, it always sounds easier just to get out of it. But you know, it's a combination of what they're throwing, but it's mostly his adjustments, mechanical or mental or whatever you want to do. But you know, once he's out of it, you know, then it starts going.
There wouldn't be a conversation about me trying to talk you out of it, would there?
No, I didn't talk to him today. It's pretty simple.
See, that's what managers do.
It was already up. Yeah, you already know who's going to try to talk you out of it. He would definitely try to talk his way in there, but you know, it's just a decision you make and you put it up before they get a chance to argue it.
Did you talk to him though at some point?
I always talk to him. I'm not going to avoid him. I'm fine talking with him.
Todd Frazier said you kind of went around the clubhouse yesterday talking to the guys. Not really a meeting per se, but just kind of words of encouragement and kind of a little bit of a rub here.
Yeah.
Is that how you would describe it?
I walk around the room a lot. It's just I'm not going to talk about what I talked about in there.
Why not?
I know it's early.
Because it was, if you were supposed to know, you'd have been in there.
Mm-hmm. I know, but, you know, we have a...
I know. You can ask, and I don't have to tell you.
It's true.
I know it's early, but the Royals have had your number for 5 years now. I got Cleveland coming in here. It's only May, but is there some kind of urgency?
Well, I mean, you always have that feeling of urgency just because this season's long and you want to get it going in the right direction. But the season's so long that you can't sit there and try and force it. And there is a thing of trying too hard. I think when you're going well, you don't even think about it. But when you're not, it's like guys try too hard and they try and do too much. And I don't think it's the urgency part of it, but, you know, every game's important and you try and win it and you realize that. But after it's over, you got to let it go and go on to the next one.
When a team does slump, from your perspective, is that you have to kind of think it out as to how to approach it when you do deal with the 25?
Yeah, you're doing that every day, though. Whether it's going well or it's not, you're always dealing with all 25 and everybody else in there. So, it's just better if guys aren't too high or too low. You want them right in the middle, and, you're trying to get them in that better spot.
You know, they're always looking at you for a reflection of what's going on. So, I guess having played all those years and been around it, you know not to overreact, even if you are.
Every guy that's played has been brought to their knees at some point. And it's just how you respond and how you keep going after it. And that's always the most important thing is for them to respond to it. And that's what you try to do today.